Survivor's Guide to True Crime includes discussions of sexually based violence and is not intended for children. Information provided should not be used as a substitute for professional medical or legal advice. Please exercise discretion and self-care. Welcome back to Survivor's Guide to True Crime. I'm Kim.
And I'm Kara.
This is going to be a short bonus episode because we wanted to make sure that if you hadn't seen on our social media, we are doing episodes only every other week during the summer months.
Yeah, as it turns out, not only have both of us been down and out the beginning of the summer for various reasons, kids and weather and family takes time. So even though we know that many of you probably are traveling and listening to more episodes during the summer, we just need a little bit of grace and extra space to do all the things.
I personally am being treated as the Northern Colorado Uber to my children for all of their activities, and I'm also like supposed to be their cruise director. I don't know. I'm not in charge of your entertainment. You know what I had when I was your age? Outside. A stick. Find something to do. Yeah.
Well, yeah. My kids are outside all day, every day. I am just primarily horizontal during the day. So that doesn't necessarily bode well for content creation or podcast recording because I can't really lay down and record, as it turns out.
I took at least an hour and a half today in the blazing 90-degree sun to set up a freaking slip and slide. And it can't be just one of those normal ones. It was a gift from grandma that is humongous, oversized slip and slide. And I'm out there trying to get it to work and we can't find our air compressor to blow it up. It was a mess. If anybody drove by and saw me, no, you didn't. I can't deal with it.
Oh, that sounds so extra. Oh my God. Even though my kids have just been having way too much screen time and I will allow it is basically the motto of the Chamberlain summer.
We're doing our best here. Also fun though, we did just get through Mike's TED Talk. He got to give that at TEDx Mile High down in Denver this past weekend. It was phenomenal. He received a standing ovation, was the last speaker to close out the event. And luckily, there is a digital rewatch tonight if you're listening today, which is Wednesday, June 28th. And then the actual video where you can see just his speech will be available through TEDx on their official YouTube channel and website here within the next couple of months. So don't worry, we'll put links everywhere. But I'm just so proud. It was really like such a cool full circle, amazing moment.
And you guys are the first TEDx couple.
I did learn that. Yeah, we're the first couple to give a TED Talk. And I feel very comfortable in saying that I can't even tell people that I've given the best TED Talk in my family now, because I think Mike's was amazing.
That's so fun. I showed my husband, Joe, the digital rewatch thing. And I guess you sent it to him, but it expired. He's like, how do I watch this again? Because he's an 80-year-old man. And I was like, it's on her stories. Just go to her stories. And he's like, what? So I had to navigate to your stories and show him the little thing with the digital rewatch. And I was like, yeah, but it's really late. But since it's tonight, and I also am waiting on the sneak peek results that will be here by midnight my time, maybe I should just stay up.
Fingers crossed.
I should stay up. I should watch Mike's TED Talk. And then by the time it's over, then I'll have the results of my gender test. That's a perfect evening.
It's perfect.
That's why I'm eating dinner at 4:30.
$5 sushi is not dinner.
Okay.
Your $5 sushi pairs well with your Zofran.
Okay. But for clarification, for anyone who's listening, who was like, if you have a Publix near you, you know what I'm talking about. On Wednesdays, Publix has $5 sushi and it's pretty good sushi. And if you're just getting something basic, like a California roll, yeah, it's good. And for those people who are like, oh my God, you're pregnant, you're eating sushi. I don't eat raw fish, so.
California rolls cooked.
Bite me. I don't like. Exactly. I'm not eating anything raw. And even though it sounds kind of sketchy, it's not gas station sushi. Gas station sushi. It's Publix sushi. And yeah, I feel like Publix is pretty high quality stuff. So anyway, you know, YOLO, third pregnancy. We out here winging it.
Just in case you're not already a member of our Patreon, we are going to continue posting content there, doing lives throughout the summer. We have a new merch drop that'll be coming soon, which is news for everybody all at the same time. So keep an eye out for that. And then one last thing that we do want to talk about, even though this is a bonus episode, this is news that just dropped yesterday. Kara, tell me how much you have heard about this, because I know you've been kind of down and out. I have been working with one of our past guests and one of my dear friends, Anna Nossett. You heard her on here for an episode just a few back. It's called Now I Speak. You can go back and listen to that. She's got a ton of resources that are already posted on her social media, and you can look to Spark, it's SPARC, or follow us legally on Instagram. But there was a SCOTUS ruling that was handed down in a 7-2 decision that overturned something that came from Colorado once again, that basically is saying courts and prosecutors have to show intent in what they are deeming stalking. So check on your friends and family. Here's our call to action. Check on your friends and family who are victims of stalking, because yesterday's ruling ignored the insidious nature of stalking and the harm that this crime causes its victims and our communities. So allowing stalkers to argue that their actions were not intended to be threatening and thus protected as free speech punishes victims. So that's what this is all boiling down to, is saying that it's free speech. This guy's, I'm just joking around. So how do you prove that they actually did intend to scare? And so threats, intimidation, and unwanted messages should not be protected under free speech. The problem with this that we hear Anna talk about, I mean, this guy that stalked her thought that they were married. They don't think they're doing anything wrong. They think that they're actually married, or these things are actually happening in their head. And she can talk all about this. She has taken the time, along with our friend Lenora, to talk to The Guardian. I'm going to put the link to that article in our show notes so that everybody can see that. There's a lot of information out there, and I wish we had better calls to action other than contacting your representatives and demanding that this be heard again, or that we can bring forth legislation that is going to protect victims, because this is not what free speech is about. It is terrorizing victims everywhere across the country, and it is already one of the hardest crimes to prove.
Yeah. Leading up to, I knew that we were going to be talking about this today, and I'm not in a mental headspace where I'm consuming much right now, but I saw the post from Anna and from Lenora and from a few other places on social media, and I went and looked this up. And yeah, it's pretty scary. I think anytime you have to prove intent, it gets tricky, especially when you're talking about the words of someone becoming threatening. And from a law enforcement background side of things, I can understand sort of where it comes from. But I think as a survivor and someone who works with survivors, it's really dangerous. It's a slippery slope. And where does it end? At what point does it then transition to sexual assaults where someone was inebriated, right? So like, at what point does this end? I think we have to be very careful with stuff like this. And I encourage you, Google obviously is an amazing tool if you don't know who your representative is. And as far as drafting a message, it doesn't have to be complex. It doesn't have to be artfully worded. Just, hey, I saw this. I'm concerned. Can you tell me what we are doing? Something that simple. Your representative should have an easy to contact email address. You can just draft an email really quickly. And if you want some words, you need some help, feel free to reach out to us and we'll help you kind of come up with some ideas for what to say. But yeah, I think it's a good call to action and something to be considering and thinking about, because stalking, what we talked about with Anna, is it's like a precursor to violent crimes against women. So if you're talking domestic violence, you're talking homicide, you're talking sexual assaults, stalking is very, very often something that comes before it.
Protecting stalking and the people who are perpetrating it knowingly under the guise of free speech is an abomination. I can't say it any more succinctly than that. I understand the intent has to be met in the legal definitions, but please, please check on your friends and family right now. And if you can, get involved, do.
Hopefully it doesn't lead to overturning anything. I think that's the big concern, is people with convictions against their stalkers, is they are concerned that there are going to be convictions overturned. And so hopefully if we are responding correctly, we are taking these calls to action with seriousness, and we're approaching this correctly, then hopefully that won't be the case. But we do need to take action pretty quickly.
So that's it for this quick bonus episode, just to check in and let you know that we're switching our cadence for the summer to every other week. Again, you can always find us on patreon.com/SGTC or Survivor's Guide to True Crime. Follow us on all the social media, all the things as per usual, but I will include everything in our show notes so that you guys can see more resources.
Yeah. We will make sure to have resources and links and all of the things that we can do to help you in the show notes. But as always, we are real people that manage our social medias and we are around to respond. So if you need help, we will try to respond in a timely manner and help you to help everyone.
Thanks so much, everybody. And we will be back next week with an excellent guest that we cannot wait to share.
Yeah. Thanks for being here.
Survivor's Guide to True Crime is hosted and executive produced by Kimberly Corbin Rourke and Kara Robinson Chamberlain.
If you love what we do here, please don't forget to follow, rate, and review the show in your podcast player. It's an easy and free way to help us and help more people find the show.
To learn more about the guests featured or to find resources and information discussed on the show, visit survivorsguidetotruecrime.com.
Thanks for listening.
Well, see you later.